Fine Shrine von Purity Ring in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. 3:10, ihr Lieben, ein herzliches Willkommen nochmal, falls ihr gerade dazugestoßen sein solltet. Wir haben ein tolles musikalisches Duo für euch heute eingeladen, die am Abend im Postbahnhof auftreten werden, nämlich Purity Ring. Sie kommen aus Kanada, Megan und Corin sind da und sie sind auf einer sehr ausgedehnten Tour unterwegs. Mein Gott, da sind so viele Tourdates noch, die da auf dem Plan stehen, aber jetzt erstmal ganz langsam die Tour anlaufen lassen und einen kleinen Abstecher nach Berlin und ich sage herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Thank
Hello.
You.
To Canadians. What a pleasure. What an honor.
An honor for us too.
Very nice. So when did you start your big tour, which is going to end, I don't know, in the summer?
Probably it ends in mid-June.
In mid-June. Okay.
We started last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. In?
Brussels.
In Brussels.
Yes.
How did it go?
It's okay.
That's good. It's like we haven't played shows in almost 2 years, I think. So it's kind of just getting back into it.
Yeah.
Getting our confidence back.
Okay. Yeah.
But I feel like it's just started to get really good, though.
Yeah.
I think tonight's going to be a good show.
Out. Yeah.
But the crowds weren't freaking out in Brussels?
It was a great crowd. It was confusing. There's sort of a crowd etiquette that changes vastly between cities.
Mm-hmm.
And Brussels is very quiet and like respectful.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what that meant at first.
What are you expecting from tonight from the Berliners?
Berlin can get a little bit crazy. I think yeah. It's pretty good.
And is there another city where it's guaranteed that people are going crazy?
Amsterdam.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. And like London's not Europe, but it's usually pretty off.
Wir wollen natürlich hoffen, dass ihr heute Abend im Postbahnhof auch gut mithalten könnt, denn sie haben ja gerade die Tour erst gestartet und sagten ja in Brüssel, da waren die alle so ein bisschen zurückhaltend. Das gehört eben da wohl zur Etikette. Vor 4 Jahren, da zirkulierten die ersten Singles dieses Duos in der Musikszene. Sie selber nannten es so ein bisschen Future Pop und ihr Debütalbum, das war so ein bisschen wie so eine Zeitkapsel. Da konnte man musikalisch in die Zukunft reisen, viel Synthie-Pop, viel auch Hip-Hop-Elemente und Dubstep-Zeugs war dabei. Und jetzt waren sie eben die ganze Zeit auf Tour in den letzten Jahren und wollten aber auch sich natürlich um die Nachfolgeplatte kümmern und da will man sich natürlich nicht wiederholen und deshalb haben sie sich so ein bisschen neu erfunden. So you said you didn't want to be redundant for the next record and you work together in the same city. Sie haben nämlich vorher das eher immer per E-Mail rübergeschoben.
Yep, we wrote this record together.
This is crazy.
I know, right? The first one we did not actually talk much about what we were making. It just moved along. But yeah, this one we made a conscious effort to do a lot of the work in the same place.
Yeah.
To like be a band, I guess.
You can tell us a little bit after the next song, Push Pull, sure. Maybe a few words about this song. What is it about?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's
to
press
be honest,
play.
Yeah.
Purity Ring mit Push Pull bei Flux FM. Zwei kanadische Musiker, die dahinter stecken, Megan und Corin, sind immer noch bei uns zu Besuch und sie machen das jetzt schon seit einigen Jahren, aber bevor sie ihre musikalische Karriere starteten, haben sie ja natürlich andere Jobs gehabt. So tell us all about the jobs. Only a few thousand people are listening. We want to know what you did before Purity Ring.
Only a few thousand people are listening. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. There was a time where I mowed lawns.
For
I got
whom?
To drive for my dad.
Oh, okay.
I got to drive tractors though. That was really fun.
Uh-huh.
Like big ones with like wheels taller than me and stuff.
Really? How old were you?
Like 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since I was 18. And what else? I've always sewn and like tried to sell. I've sold clothes at a few places, but not very many. That never went off. Yeah. That's like kind of all I've done outside of before this, I guess.
Do you still make your own stuff?
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, a lot of it.
That the thing that you're wearing right now?
No, but I made a lot of these pants. Yeah, I made the corn
that
pants.
You are wearing.
Yes. Yeah.
Ah, interessant. Also ich habe sie ja gerade gefragt, was sie vor der Musik so gemacht hat, damit man die Leute einfach mal ein bisschen besser kennenlernt. Sie sagte, sie hat früher den Rasen gemäht für ihren Vater und ist auf riesen Traktoren durch Kanada gefahren. So you have a farm in Canada, or why did you use the tractor?
It was like a landscaping business.
A landscaping business.
Yeah.
Interesting. Und sie hat auch noch genäht. Und dann hat sie damals schon ihre eigenen Klamotten genäht, wollte sie auch verkaufen. Das ist nicht so gut angelaufen, aber immerhin hat sie für Corinne jetzt schon mal die Hose genäht. So Corinne, tell us all about your life before the great band.
I've never really had a normal job. I started recording my friends' bands in my mom's basement when I was like 15. Mm-hmm. And then I started working at a studio, I think when I was 18, still just recording local bands and stuff. And yeah, that studio is where we wrote our first song.
Ah, okay.
And so, but I was very happy to stop recording other people's music and just record our music.
Yeah, of course.
It's much better.
And then were you both a musical duo, and you weren't singing at first, or was this?
I grew up playing the piano, mm-hmm. and I've always like written songs on the piano, and that's how. We knew each other initially was through, like, I knew Corinne was a drummer and I'd seen him play in a lot of bands in Edmonton, and he had seen me play. So we knew what each other did, and that was the instigation of, I don't know what that word is.
That's where it started.
Instigator.
Yeah.
And now you're again on a big tour all over the world. When will be the last gig? Did you choose a place or a city where you'll be?
I think our last gig on this tour is in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right after Britney Spears. It's Purity Ring.
Which, I went and saw the Britney Spears show in Vegas, actually.
You went there? Tell us all about it. Sie war in Las Vegas und hat sich die Britney Spears show angeguckt. Why did you go there? Was it a present?
Because through our booking agent, like who books our shows, they have like all the connections or whatever, so we could get in.
Yeah.
So we like made the 4-hour drive or whatever to Vegas to see Britney Spears. It was good. It was like she does it every night. So.
Yeah.
That would be hard.
She plays all her hits and...
Yeah, it was a great set list. And a lot of like theatrics and like her flying and like floating in an angel costume from the top of the stage. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, it was what it should have been.
For sure. And Corinne missed it.
Yeah, I missed it actually because that was right when we were trying to finish our record. So I stayed home to edit vocals.
Mensch, what a pity.
Shit, that makes me
sad. Das ist ärgerlich. Corinne konnte damals nicht in Las Vegas dabei sein und sich Britney Spears angucken. Heute auf jeden Fall stehen sie für euch auf der Bühne und zwar im Postbahnhof Purity Ring, das Duo aus Kanada. Und wir schreiben euch gerne drauf auf die Gästeliste. 030-2000-9000. Wir hören einen weiteren Song. There's another song that you don't know what it means, or can you tell us something about Begin Again?
Oh, that's a love song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. That's
can't, enough.
Can't
Cora,
go too far in
any
on
more
that.
Words about the love song?
I don't really have much to do with the lyrics, so I don't want to weigh in as much.
Okay, yeah. Gut, sehr bescheiden. Dann wollen wir es auch dabei belassen. Ein Liebessong jetzt von Purity Ring, Begin Again, heute Abend im Postbahnhof. Thank you very much for coming here and telling all your dirty secrets, sharing with us.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy
the
tour.
Thanks
Come
so
back
much.
To Berlin.